Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. When it does come to expenditure, when it does come to spending, when it comes to anything else that we're doing as far as our financial obligations are concerned, we need to remember that one pivotal characteristic that we always need to have, and that is balance. Be happy with what we have. Be satisfied with what we have, because it really is never, never ending. You know, you could buy a little boat and then say, well, I'd rather have a larger boat, and then I'd rather have a yacht, and then I'd rather have that, and rather have that. And you know, you can get up to the stage where you can purchase a $500 million boat, you know, but when does it stop? It won't stop, because that level of tamah and greed is always going to be something pushed by shaitan. Unfortunately, it's a very important point here. Sometimes we mentally justify them as well. Well, you know, if it's my money, it's my halal, you know, I can treat myself to these things every once in a while. But at the end of the day, you know, is it really worth it? You know, are you contributing in a good way? Is it going to make you a better person? Yes, it will give you some kind of satisfaction when you look into the mirror, but that satisfaction won't last very long, you know. Unfortunately, we can see that that level of misery that these kind of people will always have, because they're always going to want more and seek more. As we said, that greed is also, of course, very dangerous, but stinginess is also very bad as well. You know, where a person doesn't spend anything. Bukhl, a bakhil person. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, al-bakhil alladhi ya'kul wa la yu'ti. Bakhil is someone who always wants, someone who always eats, but never feeds, never gives. Imam al-Askari salamullahi alayhi, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, in spending or in stingy spending or becoming bakhil, he says, لِلْإِقْتِصَادِ مِقْدَارًا. For you to be a muqtasid, for you to be financially responsible, for you to economize. Someone who economizes is very important. فَمَا زَادَ عَلَيْهِ فَهُوَ بُخْلٍ. Anything beyond being economic is a level of stinginess, a level of بُخْل. ليس Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, ليست لبخيلين راحة. Subhanallah. A bakhil is never comfortable, always counting his or her money, always worried about losing the money, always scared about being put in a predicament where they're going to have to spend that money. And that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that money is never accumulated through except by two means, illa an bukhlin aw haram, except through greed, through stinginess, or through haram means. Laysat li bakhilin raha. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says, al bakhilu ba'idun min Allah. Bakhil is far away from Allah. Wa ba'idun min al jannah. By far away from Jannah, ba'idun min an-nas, even people hate a bakhil person. Far away from people, qareebun min an-nar, and close to hellfire.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons
of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Then we have the topic of Israf. And I've mentioned the topic of Israf before. And again, having that balance, not wasting what it is that you have. Yes, you can afford to buy a large plate of food and only eat one third of it, but the rest goes to waste. That's haram. Being careless about what it is that you are buying. You know, unfortunately, some people, especially when it comes to food, I'd like to speak about that. Especially when it comes to the topic of foods, people waste too much food. And that's israf. And that is really, really, really damaging spiritually, socially, morally. And you will be responsible, we will be responsible and accountable for every piece of food that we throw to waste. Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, he says, Adna al-Israf, the least kind of Israf, the lowest level of Israf, Hiraqatu fadlil ina, is for you to throw away the remaining water that is in a container. Like, there's this level of water, well, I'm just going to throw it away. That itself is a form of israf. وَإِبْتِذَالُ ثَوْبِ الصَّوْنِ وَإِلْقَاءُ النَّوَى. And a second kind of israf, a second or the lowest kind of israf, is for you to spend too much on clothing, in as far as expenditure is concerned, going after luxury items. Continuing us on with this, it's all, Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli mentions, it's all to do with you remembering fuqara, for you to remembering the underprivileged, and for you to always keep in mind that, you know, there will come a time where you're going to need these kind of things. Another thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to block barakatu sama for you. You won't have that level of self-discipline, self-awareness, self-progress, self-excelling, because your one and only concern is for you to spend, especially on things that are not going to be on any kind of usage. Here, there is the hadith that Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli mentions, and that is su'ul tadbir, bad management, bad financial management. If you, for example, earn an income of 100 dinars a week, and your main focus is on buying a purse that costs 90 dinars, why? Why are you spending 90 dinars and leaving behind 10 dinars? If you earn 100 dinars a week, have good management. Say, well, I'm going to spend 40 dinars on, I'm just saying, using the word dinar, dirham, whatever currency that you're using. I'm going to spend 40 dinars on my house utilities, on bills and things like that. 20, 30 dinars on food and trips and things like that, and I'm going to save the rest. You know, that's a kind of good management. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.